Open the meeting, we'll start the pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, everyone. Nice to see some faces out there. So, we'll open the floor for public comment. Anybody have any questions, concerns? Okay, so, Tim, you want to explain why the scouts are here? Are they just observing?
They're
working on their citizenship badge?
Working on a citizenship in the community merit badge.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a couple of requirements, very simple, basically, see what you folks are all about. Listen to an issue or two of what it is you guys are discussing. Form an opinion and report back what it is that you found and what, how you came to that opinion. And
okay.
Simple.
All right, can I ask you gentlemen to stand up, introduce yourself, tell us where you are in scouting, and tell us a little bit about how you like it or what's going on.
Well, I'm Ben Gorman. I am a life scout about to hit my eagle, and it's awesome.
Having a good time at it, Ben?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
I'm Lucas Imhoff. I believe I am Star Scout. I don't think this uniform is up to date at the moment, but it's an experience. It was more fun when I was younger, but I just kind of stick with it just to do it. Because it's a good program to be in.
Congratulations.
My name is Garrett Allard. I am Star Rank, and I enjoy scouting. I enjoy the things.
Yeah. Okay, Garrett. Thank you very much, gentlemen. All right, so we have there's an agenda out there. I don't know if you picked one up. There's one on a table or counter as you come in. This is pretty much, there's not a lot of business on the agenda tonight, but we can elaborate a little bit on things as we go along, just so you know. So, first order of business is going to be to approve the December 22 board meeting minutes. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from December.
Make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Any questions, deletions, alterations on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Next order of business is to approve the December 2022 Treasurer's Report.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Any questions on the Treasurer's Report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So the next order of business is to receive Mr. Matthew Montrose, proposed new police officer for Nassau Police Department. I'll turn it over to Guy.
Sure. You can come on up, and Chief, you can come as well. So, since our last meeting, we have lost another officer to Ken Fuchs. He went to Manans?
Waterly.
Waterly. He got a full-time position there, which was just, as a part-time department, we can't really compete with that.
Nope.
So we are at 6 officers currently. And we had some interest from Matt Montrose. Now, the name might seem familiar. He's a nephew of Joel Montrose. Obviously, folks know the Montrose family. He's also been an officer in several different departments since 2015.
Yep.
Most recently in Skodak, and had a little bit of a change in direction for his full-time career and how he makes a living, but he still wants to stay in law enforcement, and so he's becoming available later this month. Dan and I interviewed him and think he'd make a great addition to our team. So I included his resume and his various certifications. He's here to answer anybody's questions.
So what is it you're moving into? Are you moving out of police work for full-time work?
Yes, I have a small business in landscaping that I do with my wife. So we're gonna go full-time with that, but I still wanna keep my certification. And mm-hmm. I enjoy working in law enforcement still.
Okay, well, that seems to be our niche here, is guys that wanna keep their hand in.
Yep.
Anybody else have any questions?
I don't. I've known Mac for a long time.
All right. Okay, well, when we get down to resolutions, I'm sure we'll handle your approval.
Thank you.
But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got, just gonna go through some of these reports for the benefit of the scouts. So in our packets here, which you guys don't have, but is, we have a report from the water department that shows that, we ran 1,682,896 gallons of water for the month, and which was an average of 67,315 gallons a day. We get a report from the what they did on the streets. Took care of, checked the roads, constant battle with that. Picked up batteries down at the post office, replaced the broken garbage cans. I guess they left them in the street last week, so a couple of them got nicked. So they cleaned up after the bonfire, did some salting and plowing after our storms. Shoveled the sidewalks, especially down, they take care of down by the bridge and on Route 20 and whatnot. Put up the ice skating signs, and then of course it went in the 50s the next day, so that was the end of that. But we're trying. Yeah, let's see, then the usual stuff, and then on the water, haven't had any bad instances with water, so we just had the routine sampling did a service call on Chatham Street. Our building inspectors also turn in reports for what they're working on. There's some building work going on 34 Church Street. He did some inspections, closed out permits, final inspection permits and whatnot. Code enforcement officer drives around the village a couple times a week to see what's going on. He also did some site visits on Walden Street and answered emails for people who had concerns. And then we had the police report, so for the month of December, we have two police cars. One has 64,400 miles, another has 186,000 miles. There were three DWI shifts that were run in December. That's a shift that's paid by a New York State grant, where we monitor for drunk drivers. And we're looking for more grants, as always. So there was one arrest in December, 22 incidents. No traffic accidents, 40 traffic stops, resulting in 12 tickets. All right. So, resolutions. We have an election notice. So we have an election coming up on March 21st. Election notice, please take notice that by order of the Board of Trustees, pursuant to Section 15-118, sub 3, of the election law, the Village of Nassau will not have any village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote in the March 21st, 2022 election must be registered with Rensselaer County Board of Elections by March 10th, 2022. pursuant to section 15104 sub 3b of the election law, the Village of Nassau designated the polling as a polling place, which will take place at the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123, from noon to 9 p.m. Item 3, applications for absentee ballots are available at the Village Clerk's Office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon. Submitted by Melissa Turner Bulin, Village of Nassau Clerk.
Should the dates be 2023?
Should the dates be 2023? Yeah, they should be. Oh, good catch.
So I guess one of the questions is March 10th the right date?
Okay, you looking?
Yes, because they just adopted the new law as of the first of the year, 10 days prior to. They have to be registered 10 days prior to the election.
Okay. That will have her change to 2022 to 2023. All right, entertain a motion to approve the election notice as amended.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Anything else on the election notice? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Make a motion for Mr. Montrose.
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to hire Matthew Montrose as Village Police Officer at the rate of $19 per hour, pending a completion of a background check.
I'll second that.
Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. So I did speak with Attorney Gruenberg, and he has not really looked at anything on the code enforcement stuff, the New York State code enforcement law that they want us to adopt. Because he was busy over the holidays. He's currently in Florida. He'll be back next week. And he said, not next week, but by the week after, he'll have an email out to everybody explaining why he feels it's more important for us to incorporate the law within our zoning requirements than just adopting. So he's going to email it to all the trustees. So we'll wait till we get that, and then we can adjust that, you know, take a look at that from there, I think, is the best thing. So what that's about, guys, is the New York State has come down with a new New York State building code, and they want every municipality to adopt this code. So we had to go through and see what areas of the code that we have already have in our zoning and what areas that we don't, and we need to figure out, because there's like a lot of options in all these things, as you can imagine. Different cities might look at something different than a village or a town or a rural area. So we have to kind of curtail it, is what our attorney's telling us, is we have to curtail it to how our situation is set up. So that we're in the process of that, and these things take time, evidently. So we're working on that. I do have a meeting tomorrow, closeout meeting on the CBDG grant that we applied for and we were unsuccessful with. So I'll be coming up with some options for next month's meeting on how we can proceed from there. Whether we want to just proceed without the grant, whether we want to reapply for the grant, or we want to split the project and use the one grant that we got and get started and do another piece of it next year. But, you know, those are a lot of things, but I want to talk to them before we get going on that. So just an explanation for you folks. We did apply for a grant to put in sidewalks and do upgrade the paving, put in some parking on Fairground Street and Corner Meek Street. New sidewalks on Corner Meek, Fairgrounds, extend the sidewalk from Walden Street through the Ben Stanley Park to the parking lot there. New sidewalk tie-in over to John Street, replace the sidewalk up past the school to Route 20. Redo all the corners in the village where the businesses are, the Hometown Liquor corner, we're gonna put sidewalks on the Route 20 side of that, close up one of the driveways that are right next to the to John Street, and gonna do the same thing at Grampy's and at, well, Grampy's is whatever it is these days, the yellow gas station, and the mobile station. So, and we're putting a crosswalk in over at the library from Phillips Street, so, you know, a signed crosswalk, so it'll be safer to cross the street in that area. So we were able to get a decent grant for that, which covers almost 100% of that project. We also applied for a grant to replace the 8-inch water, or replace the water main on Chatham Street with an 8-inch water main from Fairgrounds over up to Route 20 and tie it in with the 8-inch main, 8 and 10-inch main on Route 20, and extend the 8-inch over to Fairview and tie it in with the with the 8-inch main that's over there. So that kind of was cleaning up the central part of the village with the water main upgrades, but we were unsuccessful in getting that grant. So so now we have to decide how we're going to break this project up or what we're going to do with it. So those are things that we need to work on right now, and they're currently. We'll be making some decisions on that probably in either at the next meeting or the meeting after. So at that point, that's really the only outstanding things that we're talking about and doing and working on at this time. So, you know, if any of you have questions about anything or anything we can enlighten you with, and I see a new fellow showed up, so could you stand up, tell us who you are, and where you are in scouting, and what's going on with you?
I'm Miles.
Miles? Are you a Star Scout or?
First class?
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for coming tonight. We appreciate it. We hope you get something out of it. You're good. Any of you guys got questions? Don't be bashful. Okay. Entertain a motion to pay the bills 239 through 260 in the amount of $20,037.58 in the general fund and $41,139.46 in the water fund and $3,513.82 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor, any questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Julia?
Second.
Rich. We are adjourned.